So we are told, the story continues, in the middle of the night, he left home. When everybody was sleeping, when the whole city was silent, he crept out of his palace. He told no one except the faithful charioteer. The charioteer had the horse saddled. The Buddha mounted the horse. The charioteer seized hold of the tail, trotted behind, and forth they went out of the palace, out of the city. And we're told that they rode all night until they came to the borders of the Shakya territory. And there the Buddha cut off his long flowing black hair and cut off his beard. And just at that moment when he was doing this, along came a beggar. Just at the crack of dawn. And the Buddha said to the beggar, "Will you change dresses with me?" So the beggar saw that the Buddha was wearing richly embroidered princely robes with a lot of gold and silver on them. So he said, "Well, surely, gladly." So they changed robes, changed dresses. The beggar put on the prince's robes and went off in them very happily. And the prince put on the beggar's robes. And then he said goodbye to his faithful charioteer, said goodbye to his faithful horse, sent them back. And he went on alone, travelled on foot alone, went into the jungle, plunged, we may say, into the jungle. And in the jungle there lived teachers, yogis. He thought perhaps they would know the answer to his questions. They would be able to show him the way. So he spent quite a long time with them, studied their teachings, practiced according to their instructions, but he wasn't satisfied. He felt that, no, this is not the truth. What they have to tell me, what they have to teach me is very good, but there's something beyond, something more, that they don't know, that they haven't realized. I must find that. He said, as it were, "I can't give it a name. I don't know what it is, but I must carry on my search. I must find that. I must know that." So he left the teachers, he left the yogis, and we're told that he started performing, he started practicing terrible austerities. In India, in those days, there were many people who believed that if you tortured the flesh sufficiently, if you wore yourself away almost to a shadow, with your self-mortifications, you would come nearer to the truth. The thinner became the veil of flesh, as it were, the more brightly the light of the spirit would shine through. So the Buddha, for a while, followed this path. He stopped taking solid food, just a little gruel occasionally, every few days, one or two grains of rice, and so on. And all the time he was practicing yoga exercises of various kinds. And we're even told that in his austerity, for quite a long time, he went completely without clothes. He went about naked. He ate his food, when he did eat any food, very tiny quantities, from his bare hands. He didn't even use a bowl or anything of that sort. And during this period, when he was subjecting himself to these terrible austerities, he had many, we may say, even terrifying spiritual experiences, or maybe psychological experiences. In later life, when he was reminiscing to his disciples, he spoke about them sometimes, and for instance he said that on one occasion he was staying in the depths of the forest, in the depths of the jungle, all alone. For miles around there was nobody, and it was dark and it was silent. And he said, as he was sitting there in the depths of the forest in the middle of the night, he heard a twig break. He heard a leaf fall. And at that moment a terrible panic, fear and dread overcame him. He was absolutely seized and possessed by this feeling of sort of nameless fear. So So he said, this happened again and again. And what did he do? He said, I didn't do anything. If the fear came while I was walking up and down, I continued walking up and down. If the fear came while I was sitting, I continued sitting. If it came while I was standing, because at this time he didn't ever lie down. If it came while I was standing, I continued to stand. And eventually it passed away.